Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. I hope you're all doing well. You know, today we're going to be talking about Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 16. You know, and as I was thinking about that passage, just thinking about the message, it reminded me of a story about baseball player statistics. I was a huge baseball card fan growing up, and so I'd pore over these stats. And the cool thing was, those actually became really useful in recruiting new players. There's a book called Moneyball, and essentially the general manager and some scouts saw players based on non-traditional stats or values, and they built a team that ended up performing really, really well. They didn't pick players this time based off home runs or how fast they pitched or the normal statistics that most people would look at. They didn't just go off gut feeling of, oh, that player's going to be a star. They looked for things, little things, that of how often people got on base, how much did they work the pitch counts, what kind of pitches did they throw. And of course, this kind of thinking changed how baseball recruiting for the last 100 years had gone. Changed the whole system. You know, Jesus scouted a little differently as well. If you think back to the first disciples and the apostles, Jesus selected fishermen, and you know that means long hours and probably a little smelly. No offense, fishermen. Political activists. Yes, those were a thing back then, if you're wondering. He even selected tax collectors. I was a little shocked as well. He picked them all to be a team of disciple makers that were going to change the way people connected with God forever. Jesus did not go after the people that I probably would have picked first. He did pick a group, however, of men that he'd share life with, invest in, and grow. Jesus created space for them to come alongside him and learn how to rely on God for life. He created a seat at the table for them to come and be fed and then in turn feed others. He picked some men who maybe at first glance looked like a motley crew of individuals, but they'd end up becoming a tight-knit family. In a way, the church is like that motley crew that Jesus picked a couple thousand years ago. Some of us are related. Some of us work together. Maybe went to school together. We have a wide variety of backgrounds. We have a ton of different skills and abilities. But we have Jesus. We are connected with him, learning and growing to be the people that he's called us to be. And I think he's calling us to keep doing the same thing today, to call people to him, to create space for people to meet him during the normal everyday stuff that we all do. They might not be people that we'd think to pick, but I'm sure God can do something amazing if we intentionally create room for his spirit to work in the people around us. So here's the challenge I have for you. Will you pray that God will bring you some people to disciple? And then will you actually create space in your life for them? And then on the other side of it, maybe you're in need of someone to come along beside you. Maybe you need a little encouragement or discipleship or accountability. And if we can help or I can help, please let me know. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you have some time to connect with God and then help some others around you connect with him too.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.